I've brought along a woman who knows the contents of the country's financial cupboard just as well as you know your kitchen shelves. She is Georgia Neese Clark, Treasurer of the United States. We couldn't have found a more capable person to assist us in getting rid of these spooks. Let's go into an American home where voices of doom have been screaming in the headlines, booming from the radio, and flashing across the TV screen. Here we are in the living room with the mother of the house bent over her desk.
6 times 2 = 12 - 10. Oh, no, that can't be right. Well, there should be $200 and some left in that checking account. Instead, I've overdrawn $5.86. John's going to be furious. For the life of me, I don't know where the money goes.
Mother!
I'm in the living room, Janet. I'm very busy.
I've got to talk to you.
Oh, what is it?
My winter coat, Mother.
Came back today from the cleaners, dear. I put it in your room.
Oh, no, I've just seen it. Honestly, my mother, you don't really expect me to wear that this winter.
Now, the fabric's still good, and we simply can't afford another new coat for you this year.
But Dad got a raise a couple of months ago. He's making more money now than he ever did before.
You're too young to understand, Janet, and I'm not blaming your father. It's this government. What with taxes and the cost of things. I've been trying all afternoon to make our budget balance, and I'm $5.86 overdrawn. Oh, dear, who could that be?
Oh, I'll see, Mother.
I'd like to see Mrs. Smith.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Smith. What is it?
Mrs. India Edwards, the vice chairman of the Democratic National...
Thank you very much, but really, I don't want any Democrats today.
Well, I'm the treasurer of the United States, and Mrs. Edwards asked me...
She's the treasurer, Mother. Oh, won't you please come in, Mrs....
Georgia Neese Clark.
Oh, Mrs. Clark. Mother's simply having an awful time with her budget.
Thank you. I will come in.
Well, Mrs. Edwards shouldn't have asked you to come to talk to me because I'll be perfectly frank. I don't think I'll vote for the Democrats another time. They're the reason we're practically bankrupt.
Are things really that difficult, Mrs. Smith?
They're so bad that I can't...
Oh, Mother, now be honest. Why, we've got this house and the car and the White Empress.
The White Empress?
Oh, I knew I spotted.
None of which are paid for. And although we do have some government bonds and insurance, just look at that bank balance. You're the treasurer of the United States. You know figures. You tell me how I'm going to meet my bills when, thanks to the horrible taxes and the fantastic prices, the dollar won't buy anything anymore.
According to your figures, you've paid out quite a large sum for insurance.
Of course. Is there anything wrong with buying insurance?
I should say not. As a country, we're spending a lot for insurance, too. 3/4 of the entire budget goes to the Army and to the Navy and the Air Force. Atomic energy, foreign aid, veterans' benefits, and the like. And as for the other 1/4, it goes for Social Security and housing, education, agriculture, and all those things that keep our country safe and strong. That's our country's insurance.
Well, that sounds awfully good when you put it like that, Mrs. Clark, but what kind of country, as you put it, are we going to have if we're bankrupt? For example, just... Look at that bank balance of mine.
I have been. And I'm afraid you've made a mistake in your figures. 9 + 15 = 24. You've subtracted instead of adding.
Oh, dear. Dear me, I've a $285.86 balance, and I thought I'd overdrawn $5.86. Now, how did I make that mistake?
Now, Mother, can I have that new winter coat?
Oh, well, don't be in such a hurry, Janet. I may have made a mistake in my figures, but there's one thing I'm right about. We're deeper in debt now than we ever have been in the history of this country. Now, as treasurer, you can't deny it.
I must. The peak was in February of 1946. By 1949, we'd reduced the national debt by $28 billion. It rose again, $8 billion, when we bought more insurance by backing the UN's decision in Korea.
It's still enormous.
It's still large, but there's no reason for Americans to be frightened by it. In the first place, we owe it to ourselves. Another country can't foreclose, so as to speak. In the second place, let's put it in terms of personal experience. Now, Miss Smith, how long have you been married?
19 years.
And did you owe any debts when you were married?
Oh, no.
But, well, what about now, 19 years later?
Well, there's a small mortgage on the house, and We owe something on the car and the TV set.
Oh, and the White Empress isn't all paid for yet.
But good heavens, John's making 5 times what he did when we were first married. He's very good at his job. But... Uh-huh. Now I begin to see what you mean. We're more in debt, yes, but much better able to pay it off, too.
Yes. We were never sounder financially than we are today. You know, personal incomes after taxes and after making allowances for price increase is almost twice as large as it was in 1929, which was a peak prosperity year under the Republicans. Go back to 1939, when the total personal incomes were $73 billion. In 1951, personal incomes were over $250 billion. Well, that's an increase of 250%.
But I hear one thing one day, Mrs. Clark, and another thing the next. How do I know what to believe?
Why not have the faith of your own intelligence, Mrs. Smith? To challenge my statement, or anybody else's, is healthy. You're using your head and doing your own thinking. And that's the foundation on which democracy is built. The right of people to think for themselves.
Except that I can't think very well when I'm frightened, and all this talk I hear is scary.
I think it's worse than just scary. I think it implies a lack of faith in our strength and our vitality as a country. You know, there's a wonderful custom in Pennsylvania among the Dutch people. When you're a guest, you're taken into the kitchen first and shown the food that's being prepared. Then you're escorted to the pantry with all the shelves full of beautiful preserves, jellies and pickles and jams. From there, the tour continues into the cellar, where you see the hams and the bacons and the potatoes and the carrots and the turnips stored. After that, you go to the living room. The idea isn't to show off how much your host has, but to reassure you that there's plenty in the house, that there's more in the kitchen. The same thing applies to us as people. Where our vitality, our knowledge, and our strength are concerned, there's always more in the kitchen. And anyone who tries to scare us into believing that we're scraping the bottom of the barrel betrays every one of us, including himself.
Always more in the kitchen. That's a nice way to feel about yourself. And the country.
It certainly is. You understand now why it's so important to get the figures straight. When you get all the facts, when you see the whole picture, you can't help but put your faith in the party, which in the past 20 years has brought a better life for every person in this great country of ours.
You have just heard an interview with Georgia Neese Clark, Treasurer of the United States. And that brings us to our favorite Republican, split right down the middle, Schizo and Frenia.
Hello!
You know, you're so smart, you should be twins.
You mean, because I say one thing?
And then I say exactly the opposite?
The trouble is,
I don't know which to believe.
Sometimes I believe both.
And sometimes neither.
I'm all...
confused.
Serves you right. Don't try to confuse the American voters. Okay, give us another example of your specialty.
Listen to the...
1952 Republican platform.
It comes out in favor of...
quote...
reduction of expenditures so that the budget will be balanced and a general tax reduction can be made.
Unquote. But it also says...
quote...
defense against sudden attack requires the quickest possible development of appropriate and completely adequate air power and the simultaneous readiness of coordinated air, land, and sea forces with all necessary installations... bases, supplies, and munitions, including atomic energy weapons in abundance.
Unquote.
Phew, that's quite a mouthful.
But do you know...
what it means?
I sure do. You Republicans are saying, let's spend billions of dollars for defense. Well, that money can be secured only from taxes. But let's reduce taxes, too.
Isn't that a...
wonderful program?
Sure is. But how can you do both things at the same time?
Oh, gosh, I guess...
we never thought of that.
Well, start thinking. The Republicans want to have their cake and eat it, too. They call for lower taxes and higher defense expenditures. But the Democrats are honest with the American people. Here is what the 1952 Democratic platform says.
As rapidly as defense requirements permit, we favor reducing taxes, especially for people with lower incomes. But we will not imperil our nation's security by making reckless promises to reduce taxes. We deplore irresponsible assertions that national security can be achieved without paying for it.
You have just heard It's Up to You, another in a series of transcribed discussions with the women of America. Listen in again on Monday, same time, same station, for another visit by India Edwards with her guest, Stella Werner, a Democratic candidate for Congress in Maryland.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Democratic National Committee. This program came from New York. This is ABC Radio Network.
WJZ, New York's first station, and WJZ-FM.